Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts studios. We're going to connect with our NFL correspondent.
Ah, Jesus. I mean,
Kostaki Economopoulos.
Is he on the phone?
He is on the phone. With us in the studio, comedian Al Jackson, now a resident of Los Angeles, California. Al's got a big new TV project that's top secret. And you'll also be featured
on
the BBC with his television show about the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah. Kostaki, you still a Falcon fan? Hello?
Oh, Kostaki. Wait a minute. Kostaki, are you there, sir?
I am a Falcons fan.
There you go.
Yes.
It's not an easy life.
Do you remember Tommy Novus?
Tommy Novus?
Tommy Novus, N-O-B-I-S. He was a linebacker for the Falcons back. Weren't they formed in like 60, I think? 64 or something?
60-something, yeah. Yeah, something. I think so.
Well, now, Kostaki, and as our NFL correspondent, I know you've been doing your homework. It's a little bit early to I love the fact that all these guys have their season predictions are already out there, and they got the Super Bowl all laid out. Again, a little bit early.
Patriots and the Packers!
Yeah. we were just talking World Series. Indians-Cubs.
Cleveland.
That'd be great.
Cubs.
What have you been looking at, Kostaki? What do you see out there in the world of the NFL?
Well, I'm just happy that it's all back. All the news is sort of, it's back to being sprinkled into your brain, like it or not. It's cool. It's Andrew Luck was 8 for 8.
Yeah.
Jadeveon Clowney got a sack, and Mark Sanchez had an ugly fumble. Everyone's in midseason form.
Well, now, what happened with Sanchez? I thought he was really doing well there, and they were saying he might be the starter, and now I read they're going to release him for cap because of a cap issue.
I just read that, too. It's crazy how fast things change.
Right. I mean, I thought it was going to be the comeback story of the year. Now He got in his own way again.
The Broncos are going to start Simeon at quarterback. I know Sanchez has struggled, but they're going to start a primate? That's
Simeon.
Gotcha. You know, I thought that, but I didn't say it.
Totally inappropriate.
Denver's doing a remake. It's called Any Which Way We Lose.
Right turn, Clyde.
Bringing Sanchez back in because he has experience is like hiring the designer of the Hindenburg because he worked with blimps.
Yeah, we'll be getting letters of dirigibles. We'll be getting mail.
There's always that. Yeah, with Sanchez.
Is that right?
Yeah,
He will forever be known for the butt fumble. That's all there is to it.
Really?
Yeah.
It was the most embarrassing thing I think I've ever seen. It was like you pulled the center's pants down. Like, that's how embarrassing it was.
It was so embarrassing. I'm surprised that Sanchez wasn't playing for the Redskins. That's how embarrassing it was.
It's the Dukakis tank moment, right? It sort of like defined the whole thing. And
Howard Dean. Ooh.
Right.
We're going to moment. South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
That ended his career.
That's not Howard Dean. That's me yawning. Sorry.
Yeah, and now everybody does that kind of thing. Right. You know, that would be considered enthusiasm.
Yes.
Now. I don't understand that.
That's because the world changes very, very quickly.
Yeah. Yes, very quickly.
Can you imagine
a presidential
candidate making fun of the Pope prior to this election cycle? Can you imagine that?
No.
Jackie and I were talking about the man in the funny hat. Boom! Wouldn't have had to wait for November 22.
Oh, whoa. Could be a Vatican guard. Yeah. Bam! Yeah.
Things have changed. I'm sorry for that example. Kostaki Economopoulos is our NFL correspondent. By the way, on the road, he'll be at Louisville's Laughing Derby September 15th through the 17th for some great live stand-up comedy.
Oh, I might drive down there and see you.
Come on.
Yeah, now that I think about it, maybe not.
Anyway. I'm coming to see you, Kostaki.
All right, excellent. How are you, buddy?
Dude, I miss you, man. I'm doing great. What are you thinking about my Browns this year, man?
I would love to see an RG3 sort of resurgence. I think that would be a great story.
Al and I have been talking off the air, and it's just he has the same feeling I did. RG3 just looks brittle. I mean, he's fast and he's athletic and he's strong, but I don't know what it is about him. He's just so thin. Every time he gets tackled, every time he goes down, he still can't slide.
He looks like a gazelle almost.
Yeah,
when he gets
I watched the Browns preseason game and he did pretty well. I mean, he had a long touchdown pass and the whole thing, but when he slid, it was the most awkward. It was like me sliding. It was the most awkward thing I've ever seen.
You know, what is that?
It's okay. Look, Peyton Manning he's always seemed kind of brittle. He did okay.
True.
Well, but Peyton was always kind of thick, you know? I mean, Andrew Luck's thick, you know? I mean, but if you look at Robert Griffin III, I mean, he's got Christie's body type. I mean, it's weird. I mean,
wow.
Wow.
Hey, Robert, nice rack.
Thank you.
I agree with that. You know, like when you see Russell Wilson, like he somehow manages to weave his way in out of trouble, and
he's compact.
RG3 has the opposite of whatever that is, right?
I still remember what was it 2 seasons ago when I think it was opening weekend. He was scrambling for the Redskins and just planted wrong, and his ankle broke.
No one even tackled him. He just broke his own ankle and dislocated
at the same time. It was just amazing. I wish him.
That's like what a mom does when she's playing kickball, and she's just like, "I'm gonna play. I'm gonna get out there with you guys."
That's right.
She reverses her apron and goes out there and breaks her ankle.
I'll never
picnic over. Mom blew it again.
I still force everybody to watch the scramble against the Vikings from like 4 years ago. Or whenever it was when he was that long touchdown run. So,
and this other kid, Dak Prescott for the Cowboys, is looking good, right? The rookie.
Well, yeah, I mean Tony. Yeah, obviously Romo's on his way out. I mean he's on the downside of his career. But
Dak Prescott, one collarbone away from the presidency.
Is that what we're doing? Okay.
And Cowboys running back Zeke Elliott says he's got the easiest job. Like, really? Is that the easiest job in the NFL? How about the guy who moves the chains for the Browns? Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
That was unnecessary and hurtful and hilarious.
Cleveland Browns.
How about Andrew Luck's barber? They're easier jobs. Weed dealer for the Steelers. Easier job.
As Chick often says, Kostaki just comes in the show to make friends. Kostaki, we're going to have to put you on hold and bring you back in just a couple of minutes. NFL correspondent Kostaki Economopoulos on his way to Louisville's beautiful Laughing Derby Comedy Club, the 15th through the 17th of September. Coming up, we've got more NFL stuff and bagpipes in the news.
Stop promoting the bagpipes. We want people to listen.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. We are live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Comedian Al Jackson, you may know him from the BBC. I'll say it. The BBC.
That was almost, well, I'll say it's Al Jackson.
It was almost an English accent, but it was like if the person went to sleep, like in the middle of it, like you almost nailed it, though.
Al's the guy on the show all about the Guinness Book of World Records. And he's got a new show coming up we can't tell you about. How about that? That's exciting.
Will you stop that?
The biggest name in show business? Kostaki Economopoulos is our NFL correspondent. He joined us on the phone from New York City. Hey, Kostaki.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Yesterday
when I called you, I grabbed Siri and I said, call Kostaki Economopoulos. Because you're in my phone book.
Right.
What did Siri say? Did she go into convulsions?
It literally came out. I didn't. It wasn't Kostaki. It was called Kostakiko. And then your last name, it kind of got the Akana, and then it just sort of quit, and then did the Polis. Kostaki Yokopoulos.
Did she find the number, though, for you?
Of course.
Okay.
I get the robot updates from the drugstore, and it's, this is a message for Kostaki Economopoulos.
Has this ever happened to you, Tom? I have one of those. It's called Alexa. It's the Amazon.
I have one of those. I love my Alexa.
Have you ever found yourself in a fight with Alexa?
Yeah, because she told me that I didn't have a music playlist. I go, I have a music playlist.
There's an app that you can have a light turned on. So I go, Alexa, Wemo on. And that's what you say. And the light comes on. And she goes, I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. I go,
Wemo?
Wemo.
It's an app that turns your lights
Isn't
on.
Isn't that a Michael McDonald song?
Let's not get caught
Yamo
up in what
be
the name of the...
there.
What?
Wemo sounds like what you call your Nana.
Wemo.
We're going to Wemo's house.
In retrospect, I should have said lights on.
Yeah, actually.
Kostaki, let's try this.
Well, hang on. The moment's gone.
Hang on a second.
Save it for the podcast.
The Chick McGee Show with me and Jess.
Siri.
And Jason and Jeffy.
Call Kostaki Economopoulos.
At Podcast One.
Siri. Oh, there you go. Did you hear that?
I heard Kostaki.
That's very similar to my robot. Yeah.
Now it's trying to call you. I'm sorry. You're busy.
That was closer.
Hey, I got a missed call from you. That's hilarious.
Oh, there you go. Well, that was me. I'm sorry, Kostaki. We were talking NFL. You are, of course, a Falcon fan.
Yep.
He's a Falcon fan.
Challenging.
Sound like that almost
He's
got
a big Falcon fan.
Have you ever said the phrase, those effing Falcons?
Yeah, I think I have. Yeah,
there's probably a T-shirt available. Yeah. What do you think about the Los Angeles situation here? Now they've got their own team.
It's fun to watch them on Hard Knocks. I love Hard Knocks.
I thought the Texans was one of the best ones they've ever had, and I think the Rams one is kind of creaking along at this point.
I was going to ask you this, Chick. Yeah. For me, it's got too much fluffy off-the-field stuff.
Me too. Yeah, me too. Last year.
They did show the guy that brought the girl to his room, and they cut him. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that was...
She wasn't in my room. She was just hanging out.
Yeah.
Well, and Jeff Fisher
was
goes...
Oh, was it during camp?
Yeah. Jeff Fisher goes,
he brought
well,
a girl to the dorm.
No, Jeff Fisher did the fabulous, well, I understand that, but we're going to cut you. And it was just...
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, he was harsh, right?
Yep.
And this week, he taught the young guys how to behave during the national anthem.
Yep.
But he didn't have the heart to tell them the fat lady will be singing that most of their games.
Well, if you're watching her, he's not going 7-9.
I bet he is.
They've got a great defense, man, that front.
They have a good defense and a great running back, so those are good ingredients.
Girly.
Hey, speaking of ingredients, Kostaki, when you order a pizza.
Oh.
Or when you go to a restaurant, say name of the party, do you just make something up? Do you just go with... you like go with Smith.
You know what? Once years ago, I was just kind of, you know, it's always awkward. And instead of making up a simple name like Chris or whatever, I actually said at Fuddruckers once that my name was Rumpelstiltskin. This is absolutely true. I was with a party of like 12 people. It was like a bunch of college buddies all went to Fuddruckers. And I was one of the first ones to order. And I was the last one to get my burger. Everyone was like done eating. And then finally there's like this teenage kid who's annoyed. He's like... Rumpelstiltskin.
So do you use a fake name at restaurants, or do you actually force
them? I actually usually just say Chris, which is technically not a lie, because one of my middle names is Christos.
Okay.
It's just easier than the whole thing.
You know what happened to me one time? I was at Starbucks, and they said, name, please. And I don't know why. Every now and then I'll say this, but I hardly ever refer to myself as Chuck anymore. But I said, Chuck. And the lady said, Doug. And I said, yes.
Not worth arguing.
So now, whenever I go anywhere, it's
You're
I
Doug?
Get, Doug. My name's Doug.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, good to know. Right.
My dad Doug? Went by Mr. Potter. He took my mom's maiden name for the laundromat. And
Mr.
Pizza
Potter!
Joint.
Yeah. The building alone!
Yep.
Well, that's Dick, a good idea.
Dick Greek accent.
Man, George Bailey.
That's a good idea.
I think yeah, maybe, why not? It's
I think maybe Kostaki Potter at the Louisville Laughing Derby, September 15th to 17th, might be a big
Potter.
Draw.
Yeah. What I should have done is taken my wife's name, Miola, and gone with Constantinos. That's a cool name. Constantinos
Miola.
Oh, that is cool.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like a conductor.
It's
and
very
shorter. Symphony or something.
It's very mellifluous.
Yeah.
Constantina Mellifluous. Morona. What's the last name again?
Miola. Oh,
Miola.
He just said it.
Are we going to glaze over mellifluous?
Yeah.
Is that going to just...
I actually that, put
that's
that
allowed
in
to just ride out
a
little.
That's probably like one of my uncle.
We're kind
of
used to the way
it
he talks.
It sounds nice, like sing-song.
Yeah. Yeah, pleasant.
Like
don't
a melody.
Don't get too close to Uncle Mellifluous.
Whereas, see, Al Jackson sounds kind of tough. Al Jackson sounds like a boxer.
Yeah, like a but like a 1930s yeah. boxer.
Kostaki Economopoulos
that openly
like
dated white women.
Kostaki Economopoulos sounds like a guy you beat up at lunchtime.
They tried to extradite him to I'm Argentina sorry. Because of that. Yeah,
It sounds like you play soccer, Kostaki. I'll be honest mm-hmm. with you.
Right.
Yeah, it's true. It does. Speaking of playing another sport, Tim Tebow is going to play baseball.
Yeah.
He's going to be the anti-Bo Jackson. He's going to suck at two sports.
You know,
well,
the
I
guys,
can do that.
The guys on PTI really went off on him one night for announcing he was going to play baseball. And their reasoning was there are, you know, millions of 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old
right.
kid guys
working
trying to make a baseball team, and you've got this guy coming in going, I'm going to play baseball now.
Yeah, but how about who cares about those guys?
I
Live
know,
your life.
I know.
I care about those guys.
Isn't Tim Tebow?
Step on your neck to go play baseball.
Do you think someone will grab him to play in the NFL, maybe at a different position?
He should do that.
I don't
or
know.
At least play Arena League or Canadian something. Why is he not playing football?
And he's there super popular. He's in the news all the time.
He would sell tickets to wherever
People
he is.
People love him. Yeah.
There must have been something in his talent that prohibits him from being a tight end or
he doesn't want to block a gigantic black guy.
Maybe that's the key. I mean, because he
just
can
the white vest.
Run. Can yeah. run?
He can run. He can I mean, that was his thing at Florida. I mean, they'd send him in on second and goal.
But Kostaki, with respect to publicity, no one in the NFL has gotten more publicity than Johnny Manziel.
Right.
Cleveland.
Both of them.
Yeah, this seems to be
they're both delightful gifts to me from the comedy gods. I think Tebow should play soccer, something that doesn't involve his arm, right? Plus, he's a virgin, so soccer's perfect. You don't use your arms, and there's no scoring. Am I right?
Is that the closer?
He is a virgin. Is that a closer? We coming back with part three.
That could be a closer. here's a quick one-liner closer.
Right.
This is more closer-esque. The Miami Dolphins will now play in Hard Rock Stadium. It was already like a Hard Rock Cafe anyway. The only people having fun there were visiting from out of town.
Excellent.
That wow. could be one of your best jokes.
Yeah.
That's very good.
That's kind of a thinker. I like yes. that so much I didn't laugh.
That's right.
I'm very
funny
nice.
To laugh at.
Very nice.
Welcome to my notebook.
Kostaki Economopoulos. Once again, Kostaki on stage, Louisville's Laughing Derby coming up September 15th through the 17th. We'll talk to you next week.
Miss you, man.
Thanks, guys. Miss you too, Al.
Love you.
See you, buddy.
This portion.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.